Jane, just a second.
Mom, I promise, it'll be really, really quick.
All right. But remember, at 5 o'clock, we're having dinner with your grandparents. And put that cell phone away.
Awesome. See you then, Mom.
All right.
Hey guys, we're all ready to go, but we don't have much time.
What do you guys want to do? Get some more food. I'm starving, man.
Oh, jeez. No, well, sounds good.
Hey, we should call Nathan. What do you think he's up to? Does anyone have his number?
I don't.
I've got it here.
Nice,
man. Oh, wait. I think I have my iPod. Yeah, let's turn up the music.
Hey, Nathan. Hey, you want to hang out right now? Okay. Well, we'll just tell you where we are. Okay, buddy. Sounds good. All right, see you later.
Hey, watch out!
Whoa! Whoa, man, that was close.
Do you want me to talk to him?
Just drive quickly now. We only have 40 minutes.
His house is nearby here. Look for a red mailbox or something.
What about the
music? Guys, hear the music. I'm going to talk to you. I'm not that.
Watch out, a car!
Ooh. Ben. Ben. Wake up. Ben. Fred. Fred. Help! Help! My friends need help! My friends need help.
It's okay, we're looking after your friends. Stay calm while we
get you. My friends need help.
Stay calm while we check you out, okay?
You gotta help my friends.
You have to help my friends.
We're working on it. Just stay calm.
It's too bad about those kids. Shouldn't have been texting.
Is driving distracted really that big of a deal? As we just saw, even small distractions can be life-threatening or even fatal.
Distraction.gov says driving while using a cell phone reduces the amount of brain activity associated with driving by 37%. Nearly 6,000 people died in 2008 in crashes involving a distracted driver, and more than 500,000 were injured. Drivers who use handheld devices are 4 times as likely to get into crashes serious enough to injure themselves. Using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays the driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%.
The younger, inexperienced drivers, that's us, have the highest proportion of distracted-related fatal accidents. In this edition of We've Got Issues, we want to show you how this issue happens in Kirkland and what you can do about it. Do you think that everyone who is on the road is paying full attention to driving? Well, think again. Recently, our crew set out cameras all over the east side to catch distracted drivers in the act. It's scary to see what some people do behind the wheel. Let's take a look. Not everyone drives distracted. In fact, our camera crews caught a lot of good drivers doing the right thing. Every once in a while, though, we ran across the exact opposite behavior. If you are talking on your cell phone, you are not paying attention to the road. Your cell phone might have unlimited minutes, but you don't. Is it worth risking your life and the lives of the people around you to chat with your friends? Have you ever heard someone say, "I'm so hungry, I thought I was going to die"? Well, don't let those be your last words. Park the car, finish your lunch, and be safe. Contrary to popular belief, the mirror in front of you is not for checking your hair while driving. Believe me, you will look a lot worse if you crash. The car is packed, you have a great time with your friends,
Just remember, they trust you'll get them there in one piece. Don't let them down.
This sample shows that distracted drivers are everywhere, even in Kirkland. And although you can't eliminate distracted drivers, if you play your part, you can avoid getting in a collision. So what causes distracted driving?
Distracted driving is any non-driving activity a person engages in that has the potential to distract him or her from the primary task of driving and increases the risk of crashing. There are three main types of distraction: manual, taking your hands off the wheel; visual, taking your eyes off the road; cognitive, steering your mind off of driving. Here we have Shirley. She is very late for a job interview, so she decides to finalize her morning grooming while driving. Watch as she puts on her makeup in the rearview mirror. She notices that her hair is a mess. And let's not forget her teeth. Being late, she also missed breakfast. She takes her hands off of the steering wheel to consume a breakfast sandwich, manually, visually, and cognitively distracting herself from the road. Henry is on his way to a doctor's appointment. He has never been to this office before, so he tries using a map. He finds it's really dangerous, so instead he figures he can use his GPS. An aware driver would program the desired destination before starting the vehicle. But Henry bravely programs his GPS while trying to stay on the road. Watch as he almost causes a collision because the GPS is distracting him. Sarah and her friends are on the way home from school. They are blasting some great music. But as they begin to sing along and talk, Sarah's mind drifts away from the road. And so does the car. Watch out, Sarah. A good driver would maintain focus until out of the car. There are no laws against using iPods, but they can be just as dangerous. Clark is ready to go out to dinner with his girlfriend. Still on the phone from before, he realizes this is not safe, so he sets his phone down. But when his girlfriend texts him, he picks it up and starts texting. Bad choice, Clark. Text messaging is the most dangerous of all because you are manually, cognitively, and visually distracted. Just put it down. Your friends can wait. It's better than waiting for you to get out of the hospital because of an accident. On July 1st, 2010, laws for using handheld devices were put in place towards drivers. Do the right thing and put it down. Maddie is maintaining focus on the road. She pre-programmed her GPS, left on time to study for tests, and groomed before getting in the car. She isn't listening to music or eating food. By manually, cognitively, and visually maintaining attention on driving, she's a safe driver. Good job, Maddie.
Today we learned how many distracted drivers are on the road. But you can do your part by just putting it down. Focus on the road. Your life is in your hands, so you must be aware of the dangers of being distracted.